What's good? Hey. Can you hear me right now? Am I a little bit far? Alright. No, you know what? I just had to step away from the microphone just now. Because I'm not gonna lie to you guys. I kind of forgot what number I was at for my episode, I guess this week. So, I apologize for that. I should be more professional. But you know what? This is my fucking show, so I could do whatever the fuck I want to do. Alright? Hey, how's it going? You feeling good? Because I'm feeling good. This is episode 16 of the Fill in the Blank Interlude podcast with your host, Naoto Wakabayashi. And as you can tell, I'm pretty charged up right now. I got some things on my mind, and I'm going to cut straight to the fucking chase and lay them down for you. I had three takes before this. Or actually two takes before this. I found that I was rambling a little bit too much to get to the point because I think I was trying to, you know, tiptoe around what I was trying to say, but no, fuck all that. I'm just going to give it to you live and direct. So, first thing I want to address. I want to address the cornballs that have seemingly claimed hip hop for themselves. You know, when I was growing up, I probably discovered hip hop maybe around 12 years old. I started listening to Tupac, and then I got into Nas, you know, Eric B, all that, like, everyone. I just don't want to start listing names because I'm going to get too far lost in the point. Started listening to hip-hop, a lot of, like, West Coast shit from the 90s. And I remember, I think a lot of people, like, don't realize how petty I am. I remember when I would be sharing this music over Facebook and telling people about this amazing music, about this amazing and deep and introspective lyrical content with these mesmerizing instrumentals. And people would say things like, oh, why are you trying to be a quote-unquote gangster? Like, that term makes me cringe so fucking hard. So there was that. People would say that. People would say, hey, you're Asian. Why are you trying to be black? And it's, God, I just, part of me, you know, I do enjoy that. I do appreciate the fact that I grew up in a very safe place. But you know what? Fuck all that, man. Fuck all that, because it's safe and there's no culture. Vancouver is like vegan-free mayonnaise. It's fucking whack. Like, the fact that it's not like I was going around, you know, dressing any different, trying to be an archetype of a black person. No, man. I was just being myself. And I just enjoyed rap music. And yet, people would accuse me of that. People would, you know, try putting down the hip-hop that I listened to. And I would defend that shit with my life. Like, I didn't give a fuck what anybody said. So, fast forward to now, maybe 10, 15 years later after that point. No, more 10. You get those same cornballs listening to Travis Scott, starting to listen to DaBaby. And and saying how much of a genius, musical genius Young Thug is. It's like, motherfucker, do you think I forgot? You think I forgot that you are putting down this genre that I respect and that I would bleed and die for? And now you're dick riding it, because now your other friends like that shit. Your girlfriend now likes this kind of music. This shit has got to stop. There's nothing wrong with liking hip hop, but this hypocrisy just has to stop, because now, you know, it allows cornballs to think that they're allowed to have a voice in this shit and that they're allowed to go about, not pay their dues and comment on this shit. It's like, no, man, that's not how it works. I mean, unfortunately, that's the way it does. I scratch that. I wholeheartedly scratch that. Unfortunately, now that's how that works. Because yes, it's good for the business. It's good that all these corny, it doesn't have to be white kids, Asian kids. Yeah, mostly white and Asian kids. You know what? Like, the brown kids I grew up with, some of them like appreciated hip hop as well. Although some of them would be very sus, because then they would say the N-word. Same with Asian kids. Well, same with white kids. Well, you know what? I'm going to like remove race from all of this, because that's irrelevant. If you're a cornball, you're a motherfucking cornball. And goddamn, man, it's crazy how people are just not aware of that shit. You know, I'm happy that hip hop now is the pop music, but I see way, way too many people trying to exploit this shit for content and trying to, you know, people I know that want to have like a media career in music, and then they choose to talk about hip hop because that's the most popular genre. No, man. No, dude, stop. That kind of content has to stop. Traplore Ross is the wackest YouTube channel I've ever seen in my fucking life. It's literally this British guy talking about figures within hip hop like they're fucking Grand Theft Auto 5 characters. Like, it's mind-boggling. It's fucking mind-boggling. And then you have people that support academics' most corniest fucking content. You can't fucking have that at all. And honestly, man, every good thing has to come to an end. And if hip-hop is going to come to an end, it's probably going to be because of the cornballs, because they're going to water it down. They're going to, oh man, it just irks me that these kinds of people have a voice. And I think as fans of this shit, it needs to be our duty and our job to hold them accountable. So, man, that's all I got to say on this. You know, DM me, message me if you guys have anything to say. I kind of just fired off on all cylinders here. I didn't really like write anything down. You know, if people want to have a discussion with this, I'm down to just have like maybe make like a proper response to all this in terms of what I think and just the consequences towards the genre and all that and just analyze it at a much, much more raw. Well, I mean, not raw, because like the way I'm describing it and explaining it now is like a very raw version of what I'm trying to say. So I hope it has come across well, you know. So, man, so yeah. All I'm trying to say, man, like, so this rant doesn't come off as negative. If you're going to get into something, just pay your dues. Pay your dues, dude. Don't just stop at Travis. Actually look up the Houston rap scene. Go to Astroworld's credits and look up the samples and then just start diving into that world. I know you have time because I know you binge on Netflix. I know you go on really weird, I forgot what that term's called, where you just like keep like search wormhole. I know you go into like a weird wormhole of like internet content. So just if you really want to like listen to this shit and appreciate it, just go down that wormhole, man. Go down that journey, pay your dues, just find out how all this shit started and try to contextualize everything. Because without it, now you have a limited scope of everything. Fuck that. Nah. Nah, that's not okay. I'm saying this because I will not allow you, my listener, anybody that listens to this shit, to be ignorant in any of this. So that's all I want to say on that. What other things? The Temptations are suing the record labels because they haven't been paid royalties in 48 years. That's kind of fucked up. All I can say for that is go and get yours. All right. Now I want to go on this next topic. Fuck all you simp-ass dudes. Yeah, that's right. I just don't understand. You know, recently I came across a guy that did something very snakeish. And it was kind of like, I don't want to say, because people that are involved are going to be probably listening to this. I don't want to like put them on, any of them on blast. Before I could like talk to this guy left. So it's not like I know him that well, nor do I really care that much. It's just obviously I care because I'm talking about it. I care more of the fact that he's just a bitch ass dude and that, yeah, he's just a bitch. I just don't understand, you know, the kind of guy that, tries to act like a white night for a girl that's not even giving him the time of day. Like, it's like, my guy. I'm messing with this girl. Why are you trying to put me on blast and trying to drag my name down? That's like, that's wild, dude. That is some pussy ass shit. If I've ever heard of it, like, God damn, man. Oh, God, I don't understand that. It's like, if a guy is messing with a girl that I'm into, so what? So fucking what? I'm not going to be a bitch about that ever in my life. In my fucking life. Are you kidding me? God, I don't know. Like, those kinds of slimy ass dudes, I don't know how you have friends. I don't know how people fuck with you. And if a homeboy you know is like that, or if like a homegirl you know is like that, don't be their friend. They will stab you in the back because that's their character. At the end of the day, when you strip everything away from a person, when you strip everything away, all the bullshit, all the money, just everything, everyone's just left with their backbone, their values, integrity, etc. So if you don't have a fucking backbone, or if you don't have any integrity whatsoever, then you're just lost. It is what it is, you know? And I'm not saying if you're lost, if you don't have any integrity, you'll be lost forever. No, you could get that shit. It just requires some, like, internal reflection. Internal reflection, you know, a confidence boost. Just dealing with your ego. All these things. But if you're a guy and you're doing some slimy ass shit, you're a bitch. I'm sorry. I mean, no, I don't apologize. Fuck you. All right. This episode today was brought to you by... No. I'm playing. Yeah, today's content was a little bit spicy. But you know what? I want to try this shit out. I've been pretty chill with all you guys this week. So I just want to try the spicy-ass shit. You know what I mean? Like, because I do have thoughts like this from time to time. Of course, like, you know, I'm passionate about the industry, the music industry, whatever. But, man, the culture and loyalty in people, like, those are things that I get super heated about. Really, really heated about. To the point where people are like, does it matter? Of course it doesn't. But it sets me off. And at the end of the day, that makes me human. So, man, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I will calm down now. Man, should I play some hard shit? Tyler's album came out today. Or no, yesterday. Or 2 days. Well, yesterday. Along with Injury Reserve. And this British rapper named Slow Tie. Didn't really get a chance to check him out. So, man, I want to show you guys Earthquake really bad. But I don't know if I should. I'm gonna show you I'm gonna keep it on brand to kind of chill out this episode because I've been trying to rant a little bit, so you know, I'm gonna play something a little bit on the softer side. Down to Earth by Umi. Or UMI. I'm pretty sure her name is Umi. I left the old
You are the one to bring me back to earth. See, you remind me where I came from. So when you're done with work, just hear me pour outside. Meditate on you just for the hype. Think we met before another life. One around two, I could meet you outside.
Down to Earth by Umi. You know, think that SoCal, Southern California, is breeding a lot of amazing R&B talent. Or you know what? It's just people that are just flocking to the Southern Californian universities for their studies. That happen to be really amazing musicians. Like, they have a little bit of a scene over there. It's pretty crazy. Like I'm pretty sure Umi is still in USC right now, like, still studying. Like, that's wild. Like, you're so talented, you know? Like, God, I mean, shouts out to her for making amazing and beautiful music while continuing and completing her studies. So shouts out to you, Umi. Yeah. What more can I say? I feel way more chilled out now after that rant, but God, I still feel heated about those two things. So in summation, all I can say is fuck culture vultures. In hip-hop, you don't contribute anything but watering down the culture and making it corny as fuck. Second, if you're going to participate, pay your dues. Pay your motherfucking dues. Don't just make content about hip-hop music because it's the most popular. No, that's corny. Authenticity always shows. You know what I mean? Like, you will never... Yeah, no, you will never catch me doing any of that. I won't be out here talking about DaBaby's like open cases, like, or just cases in general. Like, it's not like I'm going to be making content of that. Like, that's so fucking corny. It's like, at the end of the day, people should be exploring what's outside of their lanes, but self-awareness, guys, self-awareness should be key. Third, for any of you, like, white knights out there trying to pick up a girl that way, all I can say is good luck. Good luck. So I hope you guys have an amazing long weekend. And if you don't have a long weekend, well, hope you enjoy your Monday at work, you know? Just take it easy. I'll up the compression on this so I'm not shouting in your ear the whole time. And, you know, this has been episode 16 of the Fill in the Blank Interlude podcast with your host, Naoto Wakabayashi, signing out.